This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Here we go, baby. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, we're living that restaurant week live here, and we're live at Moxie's. So swing on by, say hi. Delicious food and beverage. Great hangout here. What a great place to hang out downtown Dallas. If you just put Moxie's Dallas there in the GPS, you'll be here before too long. We have free G-Bag Nation Stella Artois chalices?
Chalices, baby.
Chalices, sir.
Yes. Oh, we're chalicing our balls off right now.
Famous, fancy beer glass, basically, what you're looking at right there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, it's time now for an edition of Football's Finest, and here's Wilczek.
All right, 877-881-1053. Give me your top 10 running backs in the National Football League. We'll see how many you can get right. We do have some breaking news in the NFL. Cameron Sutton of the Pittsburgh Steelers is suspended without pay for the first 8 games of the 2024 regular season for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. The NFL investigated the March incident involving Sutton and determined he violated the personal conduct policy. He's eligible for reinstatement October 29th, following the Steelers' Week 8 game against the Giants. Now, this happened, he was with the Lions. The Lions were his big free agency acquisition a year ago. He was with the Steelers prior to that. Lions said, dude, we're done with you. They cut him. He goes back. He reunites with Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. But now he's going to miss the first half of the season. And honestly, the Lions ended up probably upgrading with Terrion Arnold, who they drafted in the first round out of Alabama, who I believe was the best corner in the draft. We'll see how he does his rookie
year.
Got
him with Dallas's pick, right?
They did during that pick swap.
Pick swap.
Cowboys moved back. They go ahead and get Tyler Guyton and an extra third, which they turned into Cooper bleeping BB. Let's go. We also have free agent safety Tashawn Gibson, who was suspended 6 games to a violation of the performance-enhancing substances policy, which, hey, some of us think maybe we should just go ahead. Juice up, baby.
Hard game to play.
No issue here.
Yeah.
But he said he still intends to return for his 13th NFL season. He formerly was with the San Francisco 49ers, so he wants to come back and play, but whatever team ends up he's playing for, he's going to have to miss the first 6 weeks.
I would not be disappointed to bring him in. There's a man that's willing to do whatever it takes to
whatever
be as good as possible.
Absolutely. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Isn't that right, Brian?
That's right.
That's a man who
Houston Astros taught us that.
He knows that, yeah. And the Astros got a little slap on the wrist, and they moved on. Okay, ESPN started their daily, I think it is, top 10 rankings. So every year they do this. They get executives, coaches, and scouts. They call Brian Broaddus. They say, Brian, hey, I want you to give me your top 10. Give me your top 10 running backs right now.
I set them straight
every
time they call me.
So what do? You tell them to just like kick rocks?
No, I tell them whatever they want to know. If they ask me my opinion on these guys, hey, who do you like? And I'm like, if they ask me about Cowboy guys, I'll tell you what, I'm like a secret voter of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, what the
hell? People like, hey, Broaddus, you've seen these guys play. Tell us, and so I'll line them up. I'll line them up. And a guy who actually votes casts the ballot. I go, hey, how close am I? And he goes, I usually cast your ballot is what I do.
Wow. So we know he's been
I'm bragging about that.
That's pretty sweet, dude.
Yeah. That's
you should be bragging about that.
You should be. Yeah. All right, honorable mentions that didn't make the top 10. There's no Cowboys listed here. But DeAndre Swift of the Bears, Joe Mixon of the Texans, Alvin Kamara of the Saints, James Cook of the Bills, Pacheco, Kenneth Walker, and Aaron Jones.
All right.
End up being honorable mentions. They didn't make the top 10.
Okay. Identify a team that has surplus at running back, and that's the one you're going to go get a guy from.
You know, I definitely think
Dolphins.
The Dolphins are number one for me.
Yeah.
I think Washington's another team.
Washington would be another one.
Certainly seems like they've got a surplus.
I just kind of feel like Dallas is going to get to camp, and they're going to get tired of hearing Dawson say they can't run the ball. You know? Every day of practice, like, oh, they can't run the ball.
I mean,
you see that in the 9-on-7 drill? They can't run the ball.
Yeah, it's what Mike McCarthy wants to do. And the only way that this will work is if the offensive line's improved and you hit on your draft picks.
Right.
If the offensive line plays well, we've seen you don't need one of these top 10 runners to be able to run the football. You can run the football with Rico Dowdle and company.
Man, you are putting a lot of confidence in Rico Dowdle.
I'm putting confidence if you have a good line. If you don't,
if Brock Hoffman's the starting center,
yeah,
and Guyton is the starter at left tackle, did you get better?
I wouldn't say you did, but I think we're going to have to wait and see. We're going to have to wait.
I don't think you got better. Well, we'll see what happens with Guyton, but Tyron Smith at left tackle.
You didn't. On paper, you did not get better.
And you didn't run the ball great last year with all that, right?
You didn't. You're hoping Terrence Steele, another year removed from the injury.
That's true.
Gets back to form. You're hoping Tyler Guyton can give you a Tyler Smith-like.
How about a tight end that could block? That would be nice.
Sure, and maybe Schoonmaker.
Schoonmaker. I don't know about Schoonmaker.
I mean, maybe he turns out to be, you know, they've got a guy in Brevin Spanford. That guy can block. That's a big boy.
He's my age, isn't he?
No, he's not.
He's like a sixth-year guy, right?
He was. Out of Minnesota, he was.
I watched 215 players, and I did not watch him.
Big, 6'7".
It happens every damn – he's going to be this year's version of me at Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Did you watch Puka Nacua play?
No, I didn't. Yeah. We didn't.
200 players and didn't watch Puka Nacua.
I did watch Ivan Pace Jr., though, linebacker from Minnesota, go undrafted. I was like, what the hell is wrong with him?
He ends up being
on CBS Sports top 10 linebacker list. Travis Etienne's number 10 of the Jags. Number 9 is Derrick Henry with the Ravens. Wanted to be a Cowboy, they didn't call him. 8, Jahmyr Gibbs, your guy from the Lions. Josh Jacobs, number 7 with the Packers. Bijan out of Texas, comes in at 6 with the Falcons. Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb, Breece Hall, and number 1, Christian McCaffrey, are your top 10 running backs there. But no Cowboy listen. We'll say Tony Pollard got a vote.
He did get one vote?
He got a vote.
Wow. Somebody must not have been paying attention, and they needed to call Brian.
Yeah, Bobby's calling you very arrogant. He's saying, hey, you're a very arrogant thing to say about the run-blocking bully.
Yeah, I
Bobby.
Know. Bobby would say that. Bobby's known to really love the running backs. He does. He's a big running back and Dak guy. I mean, he's a big Zeke guy. You know, Bobby loves him some Ezekiel Elliott. But it was probably a bit of an arrogant thing
Listen
for me to
your
to
own
say.
Show, Bobby.
You want him to talk less? Eric, talk more?
Talk less, Bobby. Guys, by the way, text me if we got a podcast tonight, by the way.
Yeah, let us know. Brian needs that information.
Love the star.
This was a weird headline to see. Human remains found at Tennessee Titans Stadium, which is prompting an investigation. Yeah. Metro Nashville Police. Officers are handling the discovery of a body on the Nissan Stadium property. The scene consists of a dead individual found inside a tent near Lot M. Yeah. A spokesperson with the Metro Police Department clarified to Channel 5 that the body wasn't wrapped in a tarp, but there was a tarp covering found near the body. No foul play is suspected. Was this a body dump, or was this maybe a homeless person that was posted up there?
I thought it sounded homeless at first because of the tent situation. I thought, well, you know, it's pretty reasonable. It's been hot, you know, maybe somebody overheated.
Somebody got hot.
But did you say wrapped in a tarp?
Yeah, well, the tarp was found near the body. It wasn't wrapped.
Oh.
But it might have been wrapped in the tarp, and then the tarp blew away.
Yeah, but probably more likely it was just a tarp from near the homeless camp. So.
Yeah, that's probably what it was, too. But I kind of like the thought of, like, it was a body.
I think,
possible.
Living in a stadium and living in the concourse.
I shouldn't like the thought of that. It just adds, like, intrigue. You know?
I've been watching a lot of Dexter lately.
Oh, okay.
That was something that we were binge-watching there. So
you get around all that concrete and you got tarp situation, it might get a little too warm in there, you know?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You definitely have to find some shade.
Just, yeah. I think he just had a bad accident here.
Yeah, you know, things run their course when you're out there dealing with the elements.
Yeah, they do. We also have Netflix's Receiver that's going to debut Wednesday.
If you were a homeless guy, you could live like in San Diego or someplace like that.
Yes, I'd definitely be trying to catch a train out of here.
Probably why so many live in San Francisco.
Somewhere between San Diego and Santa Barbara.
Yeah,
Santa Barbara's the highest I'm going, though.
Yeah, I might be even a homeless guy in Oxnard. I'm just kind of the weather at night.
That would work. It's a little windy.
Daytime,
little cool.
Yeah.
You know, I could do a little warmer.
Yeah.
Frankly, than Oxnard, but I would definitely not be anywhere cold or hot.
Yeah.
What are these people doing, man?
Yeah. I don't want to be anywhere cold or hot.
New Orleans?
It's steamy. It's steamy there.
Thank you.
Humidity.
Now, New Orleans might have its benefits, you know.
You think?
Well, yes, you can just be kind of intoxicated on the streets.
You kind of fit in with everybody.
If you're committed to drinking, you know. You might be able to put out your hat and pick up a guitar and just be hammered there.
Jimmy Buffett.
Contributing to the party scene. Oh. Yeah,
you're just one of us.
You're one of us.
You're just peening and urinating all over the place.
Get an education on Bourbon Street.
That's how that goes. So Receiver on Netflix comes out Wednesday. It's going to star Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, Kittle, Debo, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Apparently Travis Kelce was asked to do this, which would have been wild if it had followed Travis Kelce last year with all the Taylor Swift stuff that was going on.
Yeah.
But he revealed that when he was asked, he declined. He said, after Patrick did it, I did get asked about it. I'd rather just play ball, man. I'm already doing enough with the podcast and everything. I'm way over the reality bleep, dude. I'm out on that bleep. And I guess he did do the kissing Kelce, so he's gotten a taste for this already.
Yeah.
And he isn't in the news enough. But this does go against our, like, the Kelce bros are here for the attention.
Yes. Maybe he feels like he's got enough attention, or he's got to charge more for something like that now that, you know, he's bringing the circus. I think it's probably a matter of the number wasn't right for him.
Ooh, I like that.
To take away his level of comfort. But, you know, I'm toying around with an idea of boycotting Netflix because they keep launching these great shows and then just cutting them. Like, oh, yeah, we just decided we didn't have the budget for it. You can't get me hooked on a show after two seasons and just say, nope, sorry, no more, Your Honor.
And don't tell us you don't have the budget for it. You're putting, what, $250 million something to do Stranger Things the final season? You guys have the budget, all right?
Yeah.
We did have a Tolo reach out and say, hey, watch Sprint, the track show. It was good.
I have. It's excellent.
I liked it a lot.
It is excellent.
I did watch that over the weekend with Wifey and Baby Girl. It was fantastic.
It is very well done. It's almost in the line of Drive to Survive.
Absolutely.
Without the arrogance.
Yes. Absolutely.
There's some people that are arrogant, but not to the level of the Formula One driver.
Not quite to that level. Finally, football's finest here, Shedeur Sanders. There was a deep dive done on him, film study by Daniel Jeremiah. NFL.com. So he, what he liked, said Sanders is a pure thrower with a compact, smooth stroke. He has excellent ballast and weight transfer upon release, possessing plenty of arm strength to drive the ball down the field. He can throw with timing and anticipation, and he's adept at selecting the proper pace necessary for each throw, where he needs to improve.
And he takes a beating.
Some of those unavoidable throws, he's got a tendency to never give in, and he holds the ball too long. However, there's some times where he tries to do too much instead of just dirting the position. This was interesting, though. He reminds of Geno Smith. That was his comp for Shedeur Sanders. Geno Smith coming out of West Virginia. He says, like Smith during his time with the Mountaineers, Sanders plays in a wide-open college offense that showcases his polish as a passer. Both Smith and Sanders have beautiful throwing motions and deliver a firm catchable ball. While each is capable of taking the free yards presented in the running game, neither is dynamic, though, as a ball carrier. If you hear Geno Smith as a scout, and there was one scout that was trying to say Shedeur would have been the number one pick in this past draft.
I don't think so.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe so.
But if I'm getting a comp to Geno Smith, I'm not loving that as a top 10 selection.
He was everything they had at Colorado. And early in the campaign, it was enough. And then all of a sudden, their defense completely fell apart. He was forced to throw a bunch. He took a bunch of sacks. You can watch him play against Washington State. I mean, you watch the USC game, you would say he was one of the top three quarterbacks in the country the way he played that game. But you watch the Washington State game and others, it was not good.
I do
Oregon,
think he has more
not good.
Mobility than Geno Smith. But if you give me Geno's height and accuracy and ability to, you know, read the field, I don't mind that as a starting point. If I got that around, you know, top 10 and saw what the X factors did, what the intangibles do, I think I'd be betting on a kid with last name Sanders.
Yeah. Look, I mean, the talent's there. There's no question. I am excited to see how Colorado does in the Big 12. We're going to have Big 12 Media Days coming up this week, but that's football's finest.
Thank you, sir. There he is, Zach Wolchuk. It's time to chat with CY. The Rangers GM joins us next. It's the G-Bag Nation live at Moxie's here downtown. Come say hi, and we're back with CY on the Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at Moxie's downtown. Come say hi. Part of Restaurant Week here. And salute to Moxie's and Stella Artois for having us out. It's time now for the Chris Young Show. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Chris Young Show is brought to you by PlayScore and by Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing good. Nice job over the weekend. Winners of three in a row and five of seven. But I wanted to ask you about this story Bob Nightingale did about you guys being sellers if there isn't a dramatic turnaround. I don't know if you saw that story. And I know you've answered this question a couple of times with us, but it's been a week. So I wanted to ask you if you had a statement about that topic compared to last week.
Well, I think we're evaluating all paths. I mean, I think that the reality is that we have to be prepared that if this road trip or the month of July doesn't go well, that we certainly have to at some point look to 2025. That said, I think I've been very clear with our local media, and Bob did not reach out to me specifically. He got his content from other executives, which you can take that for what it is. But nonetheless, I've been very clear with our media locally that I believe in this team. I believe that this team is capable of a very big run. We saw that last year. We have not played our best baseball by any means, and I want to stand pat as long as we possibly can to give this team every opportunity to go prove what they're capable of doing.
see why. How much does that predicated, though, on the division that you're currently playing right now? And how that, you know, you have to look at the division and say, hey, wait a minute now. We had a good series against Baltimore. Should have won more games against them. You come back, you know, the Padres and stuff, but then you sweep the, you know, with the Rays. But your division, nobody's going to run away from you. Is that something you think about when you're thinking about buying or selling when you're going through all this?
Yeah, absolutely. I am looking at our division, and the fact is that we're very fortunate with our record right now that we're not further back. Had we been in a different division,
absolutely,
we could be so far back that it would make a decision very easy for us. But that's not the case, and I believe that this team is as good as the teams ahead of us, and that we, if we play our best baseball, that we can catch those teams. And but we can't wait. We have to start playing better baseball. I think we saw that this weekend. I think the team understands the urgency. The coaching staff certainly does. We in the front office, and we're trying to do everything we can to put our best foot forward to have a good month here, because we've played ourselves into a little bit of a hole. But that said, this team seems to do it to play its best when their back's up against the wall, and I kind of sense that this weekend.
You know, with some of the players coming back, it is possible that you could trade some pitching depth, even though you're not technically like sellers or raising the white flag, right?
Well, you know, it's not something that we're actively looking for right now. I love the group we have, and I think that we're going to need that pitching depth in the second half if we're going to make a run. So, we may need to reevaluate that in 25 days as we get closer to the deadline. But right now, with guys coming back, yes, we do have a surplus of pitchers, but I think that we can shift some of those guys in the rotation to the bullpen, which is going to strengthen our bullpen and maybe give us a chance to win some of those games that maybe we haven't won in the first half, where the bullpen's kind of let the game get away. So I think we're very good at the back end of the bullpen, but there have been some games where we've been, you know, middle innings, maybe down a run, and we haven't gone to our leverage guys, and we've let those games slip away from us. And so it's going to be important to hold those games close and give our team a chance to come back later in the game in some of those games that were down early.
Six games seems so – it's very, very manageable, as we've seen time in and time out in Major League Baseball. Is there a number of games you feel like you have to stay within reach of this thing by the time we get to the end of the month?
Oh, well, I think we're there right now. I mean, I'd like to see us continue to just march towards 500. I'm not even really concerned about the games back in the division as much as I am just, first of all, getting back to 500. Then once we get back to 500, if we play above average baseball like we're capable of, the division will take care of itself. So we play head-to-head with all of the opponents in front of us, and we'll have an opportunity to make up ground in those games. But the reality is that, you know, I'll take the last – six games. We went 4-2, had a very good homestand. If we can continue that pace in terms of our winning percentage, we will be a playoff team. But that, you know, like I said, we haven't done that consistently over the course of the season. I recognize that we've got an uphill battle, but I do believe our best baseball is ahead of us as we get healthy here. We're hopeful to get Josh Young back, hopefully right after the All-Star break. Evan Carter at some point, maybe a little bit later than that. Tyler Malley's doing great on his rehab assignment. Jacob DeGrom's making progress. So there's some real things to look forward to here as we get into the second half, but we can't dig a bigger hole than where we are.
Well, CY, we've got the All-Star game right around the corner, which, of course, will be hosted at Globe Life Field. Kirby Yates, who has been a great bullpen piece, makes it along with Marcus Semien, but a big bummer not to get Josh Smith. Your thoughts on the two All-Stars you do have, but also Josh Smith not making it when we believe he is very deserving.
And I agree with you. Josh has had a tremendous first half, and by our metrics and really a lot of league-wide metrics, he's performed 25-30% better than league average offensively, and he's played great defense, very, very deserving of an All-Star selection. That said, there are a lot of great players in the league, and I understand as a young player how hard it is to get selected, but we are optimistic that Josh still may get selected as a replacement should somebody suffer an injury or drop out. So I know that he's on a short list that the league is considering, so we're holding out some hope there, but it is it's tough competition, and and for Kirby and Marcus, those guys are very well deserving. They've had great first halves. Marcus just continues to do what he's done his whole career. I know he had a little bit of a slump there in June, but it was still nice to see him recognized by his peers and selecting him. and Kirby, I can't say enough about how good he's been for us at the back of the bullpen. I mean, just for what we got him for and how he's performed, it's been remarkable to watch. He's a great person, a great teammate, and just so fun to see him get selected.
Yeah, you mentioned that, though, CY. When you had a vision, obviously, of what Kirby could be for you, but has it even exceeded where you're at? I mean, I'm sure you did all your scouting reports and personality stuff and all these things, but it looks like it just played even better than you can even imagine.
Well, there's no doubt, because if we had thought he was going to be this good, we would have paid him a lot more. And you know, he just really has me, but he's got a track record of success.
Yeah.
And I think so much of this is our scouts doing a tremendous job of knowing the person. And I think that that's what it comes back to, is we struck right on a player who has had historical success in the league. He's performed at an elite level. He's healthy. That's the critical component here, is that Kirby is healthy. He wasn't healthy for a couple years there, and now he's healthy. And we're seeing the best version of him. He knows how to compete. He knows how to get it done. He's motivated. And when you combine all of those factors, and most importantly, the health, this is what you get. And so I don't put anything past elite athletes when they have the physical health and the motivation and their mind and the experience. It's a good combination for success, but Kirby's exceeded it. He's just such a great guy, and I'm just so happy for him and the success he's had this year.
Yeah, CY, and as a former scout, as you know of myself, I just wondered, when you get a player in like that and he has success, does that change the way that maybe you do some stuff with your pro scouting, like things that we might have thought about, hey, now we need to maybe think about this way, or is it always with you just a player-to-player evaluation that way?
Well, we're always evolving on our pro scouting side. In fact, I've been in our amateur draft meetings all day today, and on the amateur side as well. We're constantly evolving and considering ways that we can improve from a scouting standpoint and from an R&D standpoint as well, so that we're making the best decisions possible. But one of the big things for me is the human element and understanding the players and what motivates them and what makes them tick. And we're placing bets that these guys are going to perform up to their full potential. And so understanding the person, and I always say our job is to select players and choose players who are going to realize their full potential. And if we do that, more often than not, we're going to be successful in terms of building a really good organization. And so that's the biggest thing we look for, whether it's on the pro side, the amateur side, and our scouts. We're constantly evaluating ways that we can improve in terms of identifying those human characteristics that really determine how good a player can be.
See why we can't thank you enough, man. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Guys, I appreciate it, and let's have a great road trip, and hopefully next week we're having a fun conversation again.
I'll drink to that. There he goes. CY, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. We are live at Moxie's. It's Restaurant Week, and Woolchuck's Top 10 is coming up next. Where are you taking it, buddy?
Yeah, Joe Burrow says he's going to revive this celebration if he scores against a specific team. What are the top 10 most entertaining celebrations in NFL history? We'll do that next on The Fan.
Well, thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, we are live at Moxie's. It is Restaurant Week. We're getting it started properly. 100 Crescent Court here downtown, and at Moxie's we have free G-Bag Nation etched Stella Artois glasses while supplies last. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 4:20, but at 4:43 here he is, the Woolly Bully. Zach, the name.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Brian and I are about to kill ourselves. I think we're about to do, we've got the hot ones, all the sauces that have been brought to us here. And
this is from the Stella group, right?
Stella's hooked us up with this.
Yeah.
So we've got Da Bomb hot sauce, which Brian is definitely going to use.
Yeah.
I've got a little Da Bomb on my plate, but I also have the Last Dab, which is the 10, the hottest of the hot. The Da Bomb is supposed to be the number 8 on this.
Good Lord.
And
I can smell it right here.
This is going to be bad. Now, when it comes to Da Bomb, here at Heatness, they only carry hot sauces with natural pepper heat. So they teamed up with the maker of Da Bomb Beyond Insanity to create an all-natural version that's an equally tongue-tingling as it is tasty. Then the Last Dab is the most potent that they've made yet. It's got over 91% of the recipe being Pepper X, and it adds an extra dab to your wing to live the tradition and enjoy the experience.
These are on videos. Like, famous people eat these wings with this sauce.
This is going to be terrible. Now, I'm going to have to do this top 10. Brian, if you want to go ahead and do yours, I'll do this at 5 when we have Cato on, because I'm not going to be able to do the top 10 if I do this.
Well,
I'm
the people at Moxie's Nights, they give me, like, a badass steak.
Yes, the steak bites here are absolutely delicious.
With the horseradish sauce is excellent.
They're a must order. Come out to Moxie's at Uptown. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock. We've got these awesome G-Bag Nation Stella Artois chalices, and you can also go ahead and get the steak bites, which I would highly recommend. They're absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm about to do this. About to see what we got here.
Yeah, you go ahead and knock this one out.
All right, here we go.
There's Brian. Steak in the mouth. And he put a good rub of the sauce on there. He really did.
How's the flavor so far, Brian?
It's warm.
It's warm. It is hot.
It's really warm.
You're feeling it?
So you're in for it?
Yeah, it's trouble.
Uh-oh, I just saw that. I saw the look on his forehead.
He got right here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You could feel the chemicals of it.
Yeah.
This can ruin your day.
Okay.
And I just hiccuped.
I'm nervous.
Just that amount you just had could ruin your day?
Yeah, I'm hiccuping now.
Yeah, that's not good. That's
already
not good.
Hiccuping?
Oh, wow.
Oh, we got milk. Okay, thank you so much for that. They brought milk. I'm going to do the last dab experience starting up at 5 o'clock. So we'll do that then. Because I'm not going to be able to get through the segment if I do that. top 10 best celebrations.
Okay, now it's there.
Do we need to get a medical professional?
It's the buildup, right? It starts to kind of get worse.
It's the heat, and it gets you, like, when you're – now it's like back here, down here, and it's, you know, it's man, it's just – now it's lingering.
Yeah, it's a lingerer.
It's lingering.
Now, Wolchek,
actually,
if you want to back out at this point, I wouldn't blame you.
I do
just
a little
based
bit,
on the look on
but
Brian's
people
face.
Are looking, and there's milk at the table. Yeah. And I don't want to look like a sissy over
I'll
here,
tell you
okay?
what, the Moxie, the steak with that makes it totally worth
I'm
it,
I'm just going to get it over with.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm doing the number 10 one. This is the last
I did number
dab.
8. I did number 8.
So is
eight.
10 like two degrees worse?
I don't know. But
no?
We think that number 8 is the one that kills you. And I went straight to 8.
Oh,
yeah,
damn. That's hot immediately. That's an immediate heat. That's not even like... My tongue right is now. On fire.
Yeah. That's hot. I might mix the hot sauce with the horseradish sauce. That would be even really
good. You guys are insane. I would only do this for a bet payoff.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe we should have asked for immunity or something moving forward. Woo! All right. Here we go.
My tongue is numb now.
Yeah, mine is really burning. Mine is really burning. You can feel the burn on the tongue. I probably should have, like, tried to put the tongue to the side or something.
Nah.
Wow. Oh, it's starting to move
now. Now it's going.
All right, we've got the top 10 best celebrations in NFL history. Now, I wanted to do this list because Joe Burrow was talking on Pardon My Take, and he said if he scores a touchdown against a certain team.
I can't remember the last time I had a glass of milk.
He will bring back this touchdown celebration. Take it away, Joe Burrow.
Remember when Randy Moss fake mooned the crowd?
Oh, yeah. Disgusting. Yeah. Joe Buck shit about that to this day.
Is that Joe Buck?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He gets mad at us when we bring it up.
Disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting act.
He admits that was like his biggest misstep in the booth. He really regrets saying that. But it's very funny that his biggest regret is like making fun of a guy taking his pants off.
Yeah. I think I might maybe if I get a rushing touchdown this year, I might bring back the fake moon.
That would be awesome.
It's got to be on the road, though.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
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 Do it against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Oh, do it against Pittsburgh.
Which would be hilarious. I would love to see Joe Burrow. Gosh, this is really building. Joe Burrow do the moon in Pittsburgh. He runs in for a touchdown. He just turns over to the Steelers crowd, just does his little moon thing. I mean, look, I think the Randy Moss, and it was funny that Joe Buck got so upset about that, but Randy Moss doing that is one of, I think, the best touchdown celebrations that I've seen.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Wow, it's a great one.
Classic.
It's really good.
You know,
why are your eyes kind of squinting?
I mean, I'm really struggling. It's starting to be a rough deal here.
I think I'm going to try the 10.
Go ahead.
You're going back for seconds, Brian?
Well, I did the 8.
What are you? Are you a glutton for punishment over here?
I just want to see.
Is this a fetish you're dealing with?
Oh, gosh.
My nose is running, too, now. This reminds me of being in Louisiana. When you get crawfish, you get
like
spicy.
Is this like a macho thing?
He likes it.
Where you got to show what you can do?
Feats of strength.
Yeah, there it is. See.
Okay, why am I doing this?
Go ahead and do this.
This steak. Did I say how good the steak is, by the way? Come get these steak bites. Yeah. I'm serious.
We're live at Moxie's here, Restaurant Week.
Yeah, 4 seats.
Number 10,
Gavin,
guys.
Gavin's going to have to carry the show now.
All right, here we go.
Here you go, buddy. You got this.
All right.
Oh, God.
The last dab stands for Pepper X, which is the hottest in the world. Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that.
Oh,
it's hot.
Geez.
It's hot. Yeah,
do
it's hot.
You need to do the list for you, Brad?
It's bad. I'm going to rub through it real quick. Okay.
The
honorable mention.
Mayday,
I mean, I would
mayday.
Think in Cincinnati what you want to do is go to the Icky Shuffle. If you're thinking about bringing back any celebration.
Yes, I can't breathe.
And the Icky Shuffle's number 11. It's just on the outside looking in of the best celebrations.
10's worse than 8?
I think 10's pretty strong.
10's pretty rough, man.
10's pretty strong.
It's not fun.
How'd the Icky Shuffle?
I think 10's stronger than 8.
Not even make the top 10.
I don't know. Okay, so these are like celebrations. It's not only touchdown celebrations. They're going to do sack celebrations on here, too. I love a good sack celebration.
What?
Number 10 is
Billy White,
Odell
Johnson.
Beckham Jr. He did a bunch of different dances. That comes in at 10. He did Carlton dance, the Ray Lewis dance. He's done Michael Jackson's moonwalk. He did a Thriller dance, the LeBron chalk toss.
The guy before him OBJ. Was way better, the slot player who did the salsa dancing.
Yes.
Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz. Yes. Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz was, yeah.
Victor Cruz was, oh, yeah, the salsa dance. He did it, and it was good. Yeah. Number 9, we've got Mark Gastineau. After his sacks,
he just loses his damn mind. Just like the fist in the air kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Before LT, that was like the guy.
Yeah, right? This is starting to become an issue.
This is trouble. This is trouble.
It's bad.
We're circling the drain.
It's bad. Number 8 is Randy Moss doing the moon at Lambeau, which I did like a lot. It's starting to hurt in the stomach area.
Yeah.
That's what Chiafalo complained about when he did that little nitro gummy.
This hurts. This is not fun. 7 is Steve Smith. He's done the fencing against the Buccaneers. He wiped the football's tushy like a baby. He's done a bunch of different good ones. Number 6 is the Lambeau Leap, just in general.
Iconic. That's
got to
be top
3. I was there for the first one.
Lambeau Leap's fantastic.
Is that Sharp?
Agree.
Is that Sterling Sharp?
Leroy Butler.
Oh, Leroy Butler.
Reggie White picks up a fumble against the Raiders, running in, laterals to Butler. Butler jumps in. My gosh, I can't talk.
Yeah.
My tongue is numb.
But your tongue is numb? I'm going to do the 8 just to join you on this.
All right. There you go.
Oh, God.
But, yeah. Oh. I think 10's worse.
You guys are insane.
Oh, no. 8 is worse. 8 is way worse. Dude, that is not good.
No, it's – the steak's excellent.
Maybe it's because we did the opposite. 8 is like immediate – go bleep yourself. Level.
Now, of course, what you're talking about, just to reset, is Stella Artois does these different hot sauces.
Oh, God. No, no.
And there was 10 of them in this box.
Yeah.
And they went right to the top, where the gentleman that was explaining this to us said 8, 9, and 10 are just meant to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're dying. We are.
But Lambeau Leap, he goes to Butler, and he goes in, and he goes up, and we're all like, we're in trouble for this one.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's like a grandfathered in.
Here's your top 5. Prime Time Shuffle.
Oh, wow.
Going into the end zone.
I can't breathe.
It's a classic.
I can't believe they're going to find 4 better than that. Get this out.
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
The Funky Chicken.
Funky Chicken. That
number 4 is the Funky Chicken.
Yeah. No disrespect, but it's got to be relevant. This is a story for 2024, not 1974.
You know what? Yeah. You can pound sand for saying that, bro.
God.
Relevance, please.
Oh, God.
At least to 30% of the audience.
They don't know the Funky Chicken dance.
It was relevant. It was good. It was a good.
Are you hot? But I want to rip my tongue out of my mouth right now. That's how bad this is.
Things were relevant.
What do you think?
From
we should
baseball
try 7
in the 40s.
No, I don't want to try
60s.
Any more, Brian. Don't do any more of these for me, please.
Try 9?
No. No. We should not try 9.
We got some more steak left.
You want us to try 9? Brian, now come on. Don't do that to me.
The ladies want to see you try 9, Brian.
Oh,
I've never seen
you
turn down a request from a lady.
I'll tell you what. The folks here are super nice. I would do it for the folks here.
Oh, man.
He's going for 9.
Let's go for 9.
Okay, number 3 is the Joe Horn phone call. That was hilarious. Number 2, we've got Chad Johnson. Now, Chad did a bunch of different ones, right? He proposed to the cheerleader. He did the Hall of Fame jacket. He's got a bunch of great ones. But number 1, the greatest celebration of all time is T.O. and the variety that he did. He had the popcorn with the Cowboys.
The Sharpie
with the Niners. He took the pom-poms. Yep, he went ahead and did the star thing, which he can go bleep himself for, but he did do that. He's done the Ray Lewis dance, mimicking them. So T.O. comes in at number 1, best celebrations in NFL history.
I think they did a nice job with this list, to be honest with you.
And this list came out like today.
Yeah.
I found this morning. This was a list that they did this based off of what Joe Burrow said. I was like, okay, fresh hot off the press. I'm with you, though. Like,
Maybe the top 10 celebration artists. These guys were iconic in how they went in with creativity. But if you want to talk about moments, you know, individual celebrations, they missed it.
There you go.
Chuck, do better next time.
Okay, I'll find a better list that you like more, but this was...
One more. Here we go. We got some more steak left.
At least you're dominating the hot sauce. We're going to get a report on number 9 here from Brian
The label's awful.
Damn Reaper.
Yeah, it's Reaper.
I don't want to do that.
Will Brian and Woolchuck still be standing and able to talk? We'll find out as Tim Cato of The Athletic joins us for a simple discussion. How much better are the Mavs now? That's coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Well, thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, we are live at Moxie's. It is restaurant week. We're getting it started properly. 100 Crescent Court here downtown. And at Moxie's, we have free G-Bag Nation etched Stella Artois glasses. While supplies last, it's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 4:20. But at 4:43, here he is, the Wooly Bully. Zach the Name.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Brian and I are about to kill ourselves. I think we're about to do, we've got the hot ones, all the sauces that have been brought to us here. And
this is from the Stella group, right?
Stella's hooked us up with this.
Yeah.
So we've got Da Bomb hot sauce, which Brian is definitely going to use.
Yeah.
I've got a little Da Bomb on my plate, but I also have the Last Dab, which is the 10, the hottest of the hot. The Da Bomb is supposed to be the number 8 on this.
Good Lord.
And
I can smell it right here.
This is going to be bad. Now, when it comes to Da Bomb, here at Heatness, they only carry hot sauces with natural pepper heat. So they teamed up with the maker of Da Bomb Beyond Insanity to create an all-natural version that's an equally tongue-tingling as it is tasty. Then the Last Dab is the most potent that they've made yet. It's got over 91% of the recipe being Pepper X, and it adds an extra dab to your wing to live the tradition and enjoy the experience.
These are on videos. Like, famous people eat these wings with this sauce.
This is going to be terrible. Now, I'm going to have to do this top 10. Brian, if you want to go ahead and do yours, I'll do this at 5 when we have Cato on, because I'm not going to be able to do the top 10 if I do this.
Well,
I'm
the people at Moxie's nice that they give me, like, a badass steak.
Yes, the steak bites here are absolutely delicious.
With the horseradish sauce is excellent.
They're a must order. Come out to Moxie's at Uptown. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock. We've got these awesome G-Bag Nation Stella Artois chalices, and you can also go ahead and get the steak bites, which I would highly recommend. They're absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about to do this. About to see what we got here.
Yeah, you go ahead and knock this one out.
All right, here we go.
There's Brian. Steak in the mouth. And he put a good rub of the sauce on there. He really did.
How's the flavor so far, Brian?
It's warm.
It's warm. It is hot.
It's really warm.
You're feeling
it? So you're in for it?
Yeah, it's trouble.
Uh-oh, I just saw that. I saw the look on his forehead
change. He got right here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You could feel the chemicals of it.
Yeah.
This can ruin your day.
Okay.
Okay.
And I just hiccuped.
I'm nervous.
Just that amount you just had could ruin your day?
Yeah, I'm hiccuping now.
Yeah, that's not good. That's
already
not good.
Hiccuping?
Oh, wow.
Oh, we got milk. Okay, thank you so much for that. They brought milk. I'm going to do the Last Dab experience starting up at 5 o'clock. So we'll do that then. Because I'm not going to be able to get through the segment if I do that. top 10 best celebrations.
Okay, now it's there.
Do we need to get a medical professional?
It's the buildup, right? It starts to kind of get worse.
It's the heat, and it gets you, like, when you're, now it's like back here, down here, and it's, you know, it's man, it, you, it's just, now it's lingering.
Yeah, it's a lingerer.
It's lingering.
Now,
it's
Wolchek,
actually,
if you want to back out at this point, I wouldn't blame you.
I do
just
a little
based
bit,
on the look on
but
Brian's
people
face.
Are looking, and there's milk at the table.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look like a sissy over
I'll
here.
I'll tell you what, the Moxie, the steak with that makes it totally worth
I'm
it,
I'm just going to get it over with.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm doing the number 10 one. This is the last
I did number 8. I did number 8.
So is 10 like two degrees worse?
I don't know. But
no.
We think that number 8 is the one that kills you. And I went straight to 8.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
You did.
That's hot immediately. That's an immediate heat. That's not even like... My tongue is on fire. Yeah.
That's hot. I might mix the hot sauce with the horseradish sauce. That would be even really good.
You guys are insane. I would only do this for a bet payoff.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe we should have asked for immunity or something moving forward. Woo! All right. Here we go.
My tongue is numb now.
Yeah, mine is really burning. Mine is really burning. You can feel the burn on the tongue. I probably should have like tried to put the tongue to the side or something.
Nah.
Wow. Oh, it's starting to move now.
Now it's going.
All right, we've got the top 10 best celebrations in NFL history. Now, I wanted to do this list because Joe Burrow was talking on Pardon My Take, and he said if he scores a touchdown against a certain team.
I can't remember the last time I had a glass of milk.
He will bring back this touchdown celebration. Take it away, Joe Burrow.
Remember when Randy Moss fake mooned the crowd?
Yeah. Disgusting. Yeah. Joe Buck shit about that to this day.
Was that Joe Buck?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He gets mad at us when we bring it up.
Disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting act.
He admits that was like his biggest misstep in the booth. He really regrets saying that. But it's very funny that his biggest regret is like making fun of a guy taking his pants off.
Yeah. I think I might – maybe if I get a rushing touchdown this year, I might bring back the fake moon.
That would
be awesome.
It's got to be on the road, though.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
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 Do it against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Oh, do it against Pittsburgh.
Which would be hilarious. I would love to see Joe Burrow. Gosh, this is really building. Joe Burrow do the moon in Pittsburgh. He runs in for a touchdown. He just turns over to the Steelers crowd, just does his little moon thing. I mean, look, I think the Randy Moss, and it was funny that Joe Buck got so upset about that. But Randy Moss doing that is one of, I think, the best touchdown celebrations that I've seen.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Wow, it's a great one.
Classic.
It's really good.
You know,
why are your eyes kind of squinting?
I mean, I'm really struggling. It's starting to be a rough deal here.
I think I'm going to try the 10. I think I'm going to try the 10.
Go ahead.
You're going back for seconds, Brian?
Well, I did the 8.
What are you? Are you a glutton for punishment over here?
I just want to see.
Is this a fetish you're dealing with?
Oh gosh,
my nose is running too now. This reminds me of being in Louisiana when you get crawfish.
You kind of like it.
Is this like a macho thing?
He likes
where you got to show what you can do.
Feats of strength.
Yeah, there it is. See.
Okay, why am I doing this?
Go ahead and do this.
This steak. I say how good the steak is. By the way, come get these steak bites. Yeah. I'm serious.
We're live at Moxie's here, Restaurant Week.
Yeah, 4 seasons.
Number 10, guys.
Gavin's gonna have to carry the show now.
All right, here we go.
Here you go, buddy. You got this.
All right.
Oh, God.
The last dab stands for Pepper X, which is the hottest in the world. Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that.
Oh, it's hot. Geez.
It's hot. Yeah, it's hot.
Do you need to do the list for you, Brett?
It's bad. I'm going to run through it real quick. Okay. The honorable mention.
Mayday, I mean, I would think in Cincinnati what you want to do is go to the Icky Shuffle. If you're thinking about bringing back any celebration.
Yes, I can't breathe.
And the Icky Shuffle's number 11. It's just on the outside looking in of the best celebrations.
10's worse than 8?
I think 10's pretty strong.
10's pretty rough, man.
10's pretty strong.
It's not fun.
How'd the Icky Shuffle
ten stronger than 8?
Not even make the top 10.
I don't know. Okay, so these are like celebrations. It's not only touchdown celebrations. They're going to do sack celebrations on here, too. I love a good sack celebration.
What?
Number 10 is
Billy White,
Odell
Johnson.
Beckham Jr. He did a bunch of different dances. That comes in at 10. He did Carlton dance, the Ray Lewis dance. He's done Michael Jackson's moonwalk. He did a Thriller dance, the LeBron chalk toss.
The guy before him OBJ. Was way better, the slot player who did the salsa dancing.
Yes.
Victor Cruz was
the salsa dance. He did it, and it was good. Yeah. Number 9, we've got Mark Gastineau. After his sacks, he just loses his damn mind.
Just like the fist in the air kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Before LT, that was like the guy.
Yeah, right? This is starting to become an issue.
This is trouble.
It's bad.
We're circling the drain.
It's bad. Number 8 is Randy Moss doing the moon at Lambeau, which I did like a lot. It's starting to hurt in the stomach area.
Yeah.
That's what Chiafalo complained about when he did that little nitro gummy.
This hurts. This is not fun. 7 is Steve Smith. He's done the fencing against the Buccaneers. He wiped the football's tushy like a baby. He's done a bunch of different good ones. Number 6 is the Lambeau Leap, just in general.
Iconic. That's
gotta
be top 3.
I was there for the first one.
Lambeau Leap's fantastic.
Is that
and
Sharp?
I agree.
Is that Sterling Sharp?
Leroy Butler.
Oh, Leroy Butler.
Reggie White picks up a fumble against the Raiders, running in, laterals to Butler. Butler jumps in. My gosh, I can't talk.
Yeah.
My tongue is numb.
But your tongue's numb? I'm going to do the 8 just to join you on this.
All right. There you go.
Oh, God.
But, yeah. Oh. I think 10's worse.
You guys are insane.
Oh, no. 8 is worse. 8 is way worse. Dude, that is not good.
No, it's – the steak's excellent.
Maybe it's because
a shame.
We did the opposite. 8 is, like, immediate go bleep yourself level.
Now, of course, what you're talking about, just to reset, is Stella Artois does these different hot sauces.
Oh, God, no, no, no.
And there was 10 of them in this box.
Yeah.
And they went right to the top, where the gentleman that was explaining this to us said, 8, 9, and 10 are just meant to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're dying. We are. We are.
But Lambo Leap, he goes to Butler, Lambo. And he goes in, and he goes up, and we're all like, we're in trouble for this one.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's like a grandfathered in.
Here's your top five. Prime time shuffle.
Oh, wow.
Going into the end zone.
I can't breathe.
It's a classic.
I can't believe they're going to find four better than that. Get number this four, out.
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
The Funky Chicken.
Funky Chicken. That
number
was a great
four is the Funky Chicken.
Yeah. No, no disrespect, but it's got to be relevant. This is a story for 2024, not 1974.
You know what? Yeah. You can pound sand for saying that, bro.
God.
Relevance, please.
Oh, God.
At least to 30% of the audience.
They don't know the Funky Chicken dance.
It was relevant. It was good. It was a good.
Are you hot? But Mike, I want to rip my tongue out of my mouth right now. That's how bad this is.
Things were relevant.
What do you think?
From
we should
baseball
try seven?
In the 40s,
no, I don't
want to
try
60s.
Any more, Brian. Don't do any more of these for me, please.
Should we try nine?
No. No, we should not try nine.
We got some more steak left.
You want us to try nine? Brian, now come on. Don't do that to me.
The ladies want to see you try nine, Brian.
Oh,
I've never seen
you
turn down a request from a lady.
I'll tell you what, the folks here are super nice. I would do it for the folks here.
Oh, man.
He's going for nine.
Let's go for nine.
Okay,
holy
number
cow,
three is the Joe Horn call.
Cell phone.
Call. That was hilarious. Number two, we've got Chad Johnson. Now, Chad did a bunch of different ones, right?
He
proposed to the cheerleader. He did the Hall of Fame jacket. He's got a bunch of great ones. But number one, the greatest celebration of all time is T.O. And the variety that he did, he had the popcorn with the Cowboys.
The Sharpie
with the Niners. He took the pom-poms. Yep, he went ahead and did the star thing, which he can go bleep himself for, but he did do that. He's done the Ray Lewis dance, mimicking them. So T.O. comes in at number one, best celebrations in NFL history.
I think they did a nice job with this list, to be honest with you.
And this list came out like today.
Yeah.
I found this morning. This was a list that they did this based off of what Joe Burrow said. I was like, okay, fresh hot off the press. I'm with you, though. Like,
maybe these are the top 10 artists. Maybe the top 10 celebration artists. These guys were iconic in how they went in with creativity. But if you want to talk about moments, you know, individual celebrations, they missed it.
There you
go. Chuck, do better next time.
Okay, I'll find a better list that you like more. But this was...
He's
come
killing.
On, one more. Here we go. We got some more steak left.
At least you're dominating the hot sauce. We're going to get a report on number nine here from Brian real quick. What you got?
So
the label
cool.
It's
awful.
A damn Reaper.
Yeah, it's Reaper.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Will Brian and Woolchuck still be standing and able to talk? We'll find out as Tim Cato of The Athletic joins us for a simple discussion. How much better are the Mavs now? That's coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.